What's new? Join me Sunday nights for new releases and new music. We'll celebrate composer Peter Schickele on the next What's New.
Well, you know, it's no problem for me in terms of headset. As a matter of fact, I have to admit that sometimes there are a few sketches in my sketchbooks that I wasn't sure whether they were going to be P.D.Q. Bach pieces or a new discovery of P.D.Q. Bach or a Peter Schickele piece. To me, it's all sort of a continuum. I actually regard the sort of secret ingredient of P.D.Q. Bach as trying to make the music itself worth hearing more than once, in addition to the gags. And similarly, as I've said, there's often a lot of humor in my so-called serious music. And one interesting example of really mixing the two was that in my Serenade for Three for clarinet, violin, and piano, the last movement I did something I had never done before, which is Peter Schickele writing variations on a theme by P.D.Q. Bach. Peter Schickele writing variations on a theme by P.D.Q. Bach is a theme from P.D.Q. Bach's oratorio Oedipus Tex.
Howdy there, I'm Oedipus Tex. You may have heard of my brother Rex. Yeah, I'm Oedipus Tex, that's what I said. But my friends just call me Ed.
And I wrote variations on it that are, they're all sorts. I mean, there's a sort of a fiddle tune part. And there's a boogie-woogie part. It's a whole lot of fun, but it has nothing to do with the 18th century. Many years ago, I guess it was probably in the 70s, I got to know a horn player in the Detroit Symphony named Tom Bacon. And he and some other guys in the Detroit Symphony had a sort of an alternative rock group called Metamorphosis. And they were all guys who liked to do different things, not just sort of a straight and narrow classical music. And Tom got the money together to commission a horn concerto from me, and he told me, I don't want just a regular horn concerto. I want something that's sort of off the wall. And so the first three movements are fairly straightforward, although they certainly have a whole lot of influence of from folk and rock. One of the influences I feel particularly strongly in the second movement is that of a group called Fairport Convention that I was a big fan of. But then in the fourth movement, Tom and I had gone to magic shops and sort of seen what you could do with a French horn in terms of magic. And so in the fourth movement, and of course this doesn't come across in the recording, in the fourth movement he tries to play a note, a sustained note, and he has trouble playing it. And then he pulls flowers out of the bell. So he thinks that's the problem. Maybe he tries to play it again, and this time he looks and he pulls a scarf out of his mouthpiece. I think we had a chicken in there somewhere. I can't remember exactly how the chicken was used, but as I say, this is something that comes across fully only in live performances.
What's New? Sunday nights at 10, starting July 3rd on WBAA Classical on 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.